KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. In high school boys baseball play last night, Class 1A boys district action saw Logan Magnolia beat Exira EHK 6-1. Coon Rapids Bayard, a winner over Woodward Granger 6-4. Underwood defeating West Harrison 18-3. Fremont Mills beat East Mills 13-3. Lenox over Bedford 11-0. Martinsdale St. Mary's topping Nottoway Valley 7-2 and Woodbury Central ousted Arweva 10-4, those winners moving on in postseason play. District baseball continues now tonight, Class 3A district action. In a doubleheader at Atlantic tonight, it'll be Winterset facing Creston in the opener, then Atlantic will play Glenwood in the nightcap. At Harlan tonight, Carroll will play Denison in the first game, followed by Harlan versus Greene County. Also in Class 4A action tonight, Abraham Lincoln will play Waukee, that game in Waukee. At Ankeny tonight, Ankeny hosting Thomas Jefferson. And at Lewis Central High School tonight, Lewis Central will play host to Norwalk. Those winners all move on in postseason play. In Major League Baseball news, the Texas Rangers have recalled opening day catcher J.P. Arencibia from the AAA Round Rock squad, and they may use him at first base. The team also activated catcher Giovanni Soto, who had been on the 60-day disabled list since tearing cartilage in his right knee late in spring training. The Rangers made roster room by designating first baseman Carlos Pena for assignment. Rory McIlroy is the man to chase in the second round action as play is underway today at the British Open at Royal Liverpool. McIlroy opened with a 6-under par 66 yesterday that included six birdies. He finished in a tie for 23rd at the U.S. Open last month following an 8th-place tie at the Masters. He's seeking his third career major championship but hasn't done any better than a 3rd-place tie at the British Open. Italy's Matteo Manassero was alone in second place at 5-under to start the day. World number one Adam Scott, Sergio Garcia, and Jim Furyk all started their second day at 4-under par. Meanwhile, Tiger Woods opened with back-to-back bogeys before he got hot. He birdied 5 of his last 8 holes for a 3-under 69, leaving him 3 shots back to start today. Defending champion and 5-time major winner Phil Mickelson had a wild ride as he finished 2 over par in his first round, while Masters champ Bubba Watson had a good start to his first round, but he finished up with a 76. Checking the British Open leaderboard this morning with round 2 in progress today. There's now a tie at the top. Rory McIlroy, who shot that 6-under yesterday, hasn't teed off for his round yet today. He'll get going in just a little bit. But Francesco Molinari is through 5 holes in his second round today, shooting 2-under on the day. He's now at 6-under for the tourney and tied for first place. George Kotze went out and shot 3-under in his second round today. He's finished up for his second round. He's at 5-under par, tied for 3rd place, along with Matteo Manassero, who's even par through 4 holes today. He's at 5-under. Sergio Garcia has a 1-under total through a couple of holes today. He's now at 5-under par as well. Brooks Koepka is par through 7 holes today. He's in 6th place currently at 4-under par. Adam Scott shot a 1-over par total for his round today as he's finished up. He's at 3-under now for the tourney. He's in a group of players tied for 7th place, along with Robert Carlson, Eduardo Molinari, Jim Furyk, who's plus 1 through 3 holes to sit at minus 3 on the day as well. Some other names include Justin Rose, who won last week's Scottish Open. He shot 2-under par today in his round. He's finished up today. After an even par total yesterday, he is at 2-under for the tournament. Thomas Bjorn, Ricky Fowler also are each at 2-under par now for the tournament thus far. And also taking a look at some of the other numbers that we have for those golfers who are on the course here today. Louis Oosthuizen is 2-under par in his tournament so far as he is getting ready to finish things up, or getting ready to start his round today. And also Tiger Woods is plus 2 as he double bogeyed the first hole today. He's just played the one hole and he's plus 2 on the day. He's now at minus 1 for the tournament, just with his round just underway so far here today. And taking a look at some of the other numbers, a few other scores from some of those golfers of note. The projected cut line right now is at plus 2, if that holds up for the tourney. Zach Johnson is through 18 today. He shot 3 over par total for today in his round, so he is at plus 2 now for the tournament. He would be right above the current cut line, right at that number right now. If he can hang, if that cut line hangs on, he would move on in the tournament as well. Also, women's golf, Laura Diaz shot a 9-under par 62. She has a 4-stroke lead after the opening round of the Marathon Classic as she birdied her first 5 holes as she seeks her first LPGA victory since 2002. Sharing second were second-year pro Austin Ernst and Leanne Pace. Newly crowned British Open champion Mo Martin shot a 4-under par 67. While Stacey Lewis shot a 1-under par 70, Lexi Thompson had a 71, Michelle Wee shot a 74 yesterday. With preseason camp a little more than 2 weeks away, members of the Iowa football team are ignoring predictions for the upcoming season. After posting an 8-5 record a year ago, including a trip to the Outback Bowl, most of the preseason magazines predict another successful campaign for the Hawkeyes. But quarterback Jake Rudock says nobody is satisfied with last year's results.
I'm not complacent. You know, I'm pushing myself. Coaches are pushing me. Everybody on our team is pushing one another. You know, I'm pushing Brandon Sheriff to get better. I'm pushing Mark Washington to get better. They're pushing me to get better. You know, if someone starts getting complacent, the leaders on the team, we kind of have a problem with that. We never want that to settle in because once you start getting happy with where you are, you get worse, actually.
Rudock says that he's focused on the present and not looking at the season as a whole.
Today we have a workout in about an hour and a half. You know, that's the most important thing right now. That's one thing we can control is how well we have this workout in an hour and a half. And, you know, but the only game really that matters is the UNI game right now.
Defensive end Drew Ott says he doesn't pay any attention to the preseason hype.
It's not too frustrating for me. I mean, I don't watch TV or anything. I don't read a lot of sports articles, so I don't get too involved in the hype. And I don't think really anyone does here either. I mean, just people talking.
The Hawkeyes open up their season at home against UNI on August 30th. Well, Southeastern Conference players have mostly been content to let league administrators and coaches take up the drumbeat for NCAA reform. Not that they're complaining. Players at SEC Media Days this week were mostly pleased about the trend toward a few more perks, including scholarships that would offer full cost of attendance. They also admit they've already got it pretty good. SEC Commissioner Mike Slive has even said the Big Five conferences could break away from the NCAA if players aren't compensated more properly. The life of major college football players and coaches could change drastically once the NCAA and the Big Five conferences are done revamping the current system. Florida quarterback Jeff Driscoll says players aren't starving, but it would be nice to receive a little more compensation. In NFL news, the San Francisco 49ers now call Santa Clara, California their home. The team opened its new Levi's Stadium, which was built at a cost of $1.2 billion. It'll hold 68,500 fans for Niners games and will be expanded to 75,000 for Super Bowl 50 in January of 2016. The 49ers have also announced the signing of left tackle Joe Staley to a 2-year contract extension through the 2019 season. Staley has earned Pro Bowl honors the past 3 seasons and is primarily responsible for protecting Colin Kaepernick's blind side. Iowa basketball player Aaron White says he's been trying to improve his game without changing it as he prepares for his senior season. White has been competing against many of the top players in the country this summer at camps hosted by NBA stars Kevin Durant and LeBron James.
You know, a big thing they tell you when you get there is, you know, do what got you here. So, you know, I wasn't trying to take guys off the dribble or do anything crazy and make myself look bad. You know, I try to knock down open shots. I try to stay on the glass, be active on both sides, move without the ball. So, you know, I think I accomplished what I wanted to. I played well. There's a great atmosphere for me to play well because of obviously all the scouts that were there. And it was a great experience for me, and I'm really happy I got the opportunity.
White says he's focused on improving his entire game, not just scoring.
You know, a lot of times kids go to these camps, and I need to score the ball. I need to show my offensive game, but I'm in the right place at the right time. I move without the ball. I deflect passes on defense and stuff like that. So that's how I was trying to affect the game. Because I'm aware that there's a lot more to the game of basketball than just putting the ball in the hole.
White says he gained valuable experience by guarding some great players.
What you got to do is you got to stay in front. You got to make them make tough shots. Can't give them anything easy. So, that's nothing new, but you just can't give them anything easy. You got to make them make a contested shot. Make them get to a spot of the floor where they don't want to be at, and kind of dictate what they do rather than sitting back on your heels and following what they do and trying to react.
In other basketball news, the Los Angeles Lakers have continued their off-season makeover. A person with knowledge of the details says the Lakers have claimed 12-year veteran Carlos Boozer after he was waived by the Chicago Bulls via the amnesty clause. Boozer averaged 13.7 points and 8.3 rebounds for the Bulls last season, both below his career averages. He'll join a Lakers team that already has signed fellow power forwards Jordan Hill and Ed Davis. Celtics officials say Basketball Hall of Famer Bill Russell is doing okay after collapsing Thursday morning during a speaking engagement near Lake Tahoe. A team spokesman says the 80-year-old Russell felt faint after the fall but was planning to return home that evening. A witness tells the Associated Press that the five-time MVP was telling a story about Wilt Chamberlain when he started to sway at the podium and then fell backward, although he seemed to be conscious as hotel personnel and first responders came to his aid. Athletes, families, and friends will gather in Jack Trice Stadium for the opening ceremony of the Summer Iowa Games. It's the largest of three weekends of competition.
Harrison Barnes, Ames native and Golden State Warrior, is coming back to town. We're fortunate enough that he was back in town this weekend, and he's going to be speaking to the athletes and coaches and spectators at the opening ceremonies, as well as signing autographs prior to the opening ceremony event at our athlete jamboree.
That's Iowa Games spokesman Corey Kennedy, who says they're using the opening ceremonies to raise money for a good cause.
The opening ceremonies this year is free for the athletes and coaches, but for like parents and other spectators, it's $5 for 13 and older, and $2 for 12 and under. And the cool thing about this is all that money is going to be going back to the Iowa Food Bank Association. So we're fortunate that we're going to be able to give back to them.
Kennedy says those activities begin with an athlete jamboree coming up this evening.
The athlete jamboree will be from 5 to 7:30, and then the athletes will begin lining up around 7:30, and then the opening ceremonies will kick off at 7:45 and conclude around 9 p.m. with some fireworks.
More than 40 sports will be contested in this week's section of the Iowa Summer Games. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.